One of the secondary effects of the American economic contraction of the past few years has been a marked decline in the numbers of Latino immigrants entering or staying in this country. Yet, it's a trend that has been difficult to quantify, notes Francisco Gonzalez, a professor of Latin American Studies at Johns Hopkins University. He says the Border Patrol's figures on detainees are one useful indicator.
There have been record low numbers since 2010, with less than 350,000 apprehensions. We have to go back all the way to the Nixon years, to 1971, to find such low levels.
This reverse immigration pattern began even before the housing bubble burst in 2007, notes Gonzalez, a keynote speaker at the annual Latino Health Forum in Santa Rosa Thursday.
Even before the great implosion of 2008, you start seeing a significant downward trend, both in terms of remittances as well as number of jobs available in building and landscaping.
Those are two of the primary employment fields for Latino immigrants across the country. But economic worries alone don't account for the large numbers of workers and families who have chosen to return to their homelands. Increased enforcement and fears of deportation were big factors as well.
Once many of these operations in cities like Santa Rosa started taking place, with policemen creating checkpoints to basically go through people's papers, the fear of families being set apart, that consideration started trumping even the economic calculus that things had got back to, if not normal, certainly better than they'd been in 2008, 2009.
At the same time, Gonzalez continues, it has become more perilous than ever to attempt to come into the United States illegally.
The taking over of migrant routes by drug trafficking cartels in Mexico has meant that costs associated not only with the money that migrants have to pay to be brought to the United States, but costs associated with the most basic sense of physical security has skyrocketed since around 2007, 2008.
Meanwhile, those households that have chosen to pull up stakes here and go home are finding new economic opportunities there.
These are people whose purchasing power, whose capacity to start small ventures back in their towns, villages, cities, is significant, certainly more significant than those who have stayed behind.
But the net effects of this population loss for the United States, Gonzalez says, may not be fully recognized for a decade or more.
The Hispanic population, the demographers in the U.S. say, has a double growth engine. On the one hand, you had high rates of migration into the U.S. and also relatively higher fertility rates. With those two engines weakened, some of the people going back, many of them, of course, with young kids, who would be the future supporters of things like Social Security, Medicare. I mean, these are your future taxpayers.
As such, he says, their help in supporting the retiring generation of baby boomers may, in time, be sorely missed. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.